Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back. I think that's probably his second American hit song, Daniel. Maybe the third. I think Tiny Dancer was before that, maybe. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning the platters, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. It's one of my favorite books. Warp Speed Growth is another one of his award-winning bestsellers. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to grow, how to fix yourself before you grow. You know, Peter, when we went to the break, I was challenging you a little bit. You said that when people are moving forward in their lives, we just give them credit for being competent, for being good people, and for wanting to grow. And I just said that the competence part is the part that I always worry about. I don't question whether somebody's a good person. How they want to grow, that's their business. It's not for me to say. But whether they're competent or not, that's what I bore into. What do you think?
So that's a reasonable, very good point to take. And the way I look at it is if somebody makes a mistake once, they're probably competent. If they make mistakes several times, it's time to look at what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So if I have a pattern, I would want to say, okay, how does this person need to grow? And then I would want them to be part of the conversation. How do you need to grow so you don't see the same results over and over again? And if the answer is, I don't need to grow, I'm doing just fine the way it is, well, maybe that person doesn't need to be working with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should find a job somewhere else or an assignment somewhere else. And if it's you doing it, maybe it's time to sit down and say, is this really how I want to live my life? Doing the same thing, the same results over and over again. Mm-hmm. What can I do to change?
And that's the growth motivation. Competence. That's the growth motivation. And we all have to do that, especially especially professionally, personally. If we don't like how things are going, we want to make an adjustment. But unfortunately, sometimes we take, and this is where it comes back to your point earlier, sometimes though we bring the same baggage with us that causes us to fail personally in the past, because we think we've got so much invested in all that, right? We think we can't cut it loose. We don't realize that maybe it's better to start over.
And if that's the case, if it's my own self, I have to tell myself, is this the time to start over? If I'm working with a salesperson on my team, is this the time to start over? And ask that question. Now, when I'm talking to a salesperson on a team, they will make up their own mind. When I'm talking to myself, I kind of have to figure it out, don't I? Mm-hmm. If I have the same result several times, like the sign says, if I'm doing it over and over again, that's insanity. Mm-hmm. I need to change.
So
recognizing the need to change. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish. Recognizing the need to change, and you're motivated to change by the two primal instincts, right? Fear and greed. We want to be more successful. That's the greed. The fear is we don't want to fail, right? They're harness mates, aren't they?
The greed is also I want more and more good. I want more and more positive.
Yeah, greed doesn't have to be a bad thing. Greed isn't necessarily a bad thing. No, exactly.
Nope. And if I'm denying myself the opportunity for positive by repeating the same problem over and over again, I just need to pause and recognize what it is that I'm doing and then take the appropriate action from there. Mm-hmm. Pausing and recognizing sometimes is the best thing to do. And sometimes an outsider will say to you, you know, you've done this five times or three times, and you've had no better results. Is this a definition of insanity?
Well, But one of the things that I think is important to do, and you've been part of my world in the past. I've come to you for advice in the past, and other people come to me for advice, as hard as that might be to believe. But whenever you're in a process of growing, whether you're admitting that you're growing or you just are, and there's this pressure in you, you know, I encourage people to seek out people who have already been where you want to go, and to increase not your goodness, not your desire, but your competence. I really think the competence part, I think the goodness is innate. The desire to grow is primordial and sociological and all that. But I think the competence part, that's the experiential part. That's what we can all fix, can't we?
Yes. And you made two assumptions there that I think we often skip over, which is one, that good is a given. That's the starting point for almost all of us. We often forget that. And that we want to grow. That's the operation of good. Mm-hmm. So whether it's, you know, you call it quality, call it good, call it whatever, when we make the decision that we are starting in the right place, we automatically want to grow that. It just feels good.
Right.
Right.
And the growing, though, I want to, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about whether you should grow or not and what that should look like. Because, you know, the one question I think everybody has, and every business has to ask this question, is my organization ready to grow? Can it handle that?
Yes.
We've got to talk about that after the break. Tintail, right back with Peter Meyer, Meyer Group, MeyerGRP.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.